Fantastic. Well, we are on part two of Level Up this week. Last week, just a quick recap for those of you who didn't get the message. We had a quote that said, the best contribution you can make to your world is to do what? Anybody? Okay, let's go for it. It's to level up and become the best version of yourself. That's the best contribution you can make. Why would you want to do that? Well, we just heard a powerful testimony. Powerful testimony. The Bible says we're salt and light. As those of you who are great cooks know, a little salt can spoil a meal. And so therefore, the Bible says we're salt, which means anything we come into contact with, we affect. It says we're light, we shine. So that's why you need to level up. That's why you need to do that, because there are people waiting for you to come into yourself. Yeah? You were created by design on purpose. Remember we said this last week? In God's image, in God's likeness, blessed to be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue, so you could do one thing, dominate. Somebody put in the chat, hashtag dominate. Somebody get on your phone and message three people now and just say, I'm here to dominate. You're struggling with that one, yes? You don't want to put it out there just in case they say, really? Remember we talked about self-sabotage last week. We said that there were five things that we do to self-sabotage. This is nothing to do with the devil. This is nothing to do with other people. This is just us. Number one, we abandon ourselves. You abandon you. Number two, you believe negative things about you, even coming from your own mouth. Number three, you underestimate your own uniqueness. There are 7.5, I think nearly 8 billion people on the planet. And even if you're a twin, you do not share the same ID. So you're unique. Then self, you settle for average. Oh, you won't take it from me. You settle for average. And the last one was you exploitation of yourself. They were the five things we said you do to sabotage yourself. No devil involved, no other people involved, just you. Then we talked about the kingdom change process. And we said the kingdom change process was that we needed to repent, which means what? It just means change. That's all the word means. It means change. But there's a process of change. It means to change mind thinking paradigms. Change your heart, which we've been on the Heart for the House series and the Heart of the Matter. It's a love thing. Change your heart. Change your purpose. And then also change your lifestyle. And then we said, we looked at the parable of the sower and said there were four different types of people, four different types of hearts, four different types of grounds that we needed to look at. And we're going to dig into those today and come up with some solutions for why we need to level up. All right, are you ready? Are you ready? Okay. Mark chapter 4. Did anybody do their homework and read Mark chapter 4 last week? Tell the truth, shame the devil. Come on. No? Okay, nobody did their homework. Well, Mark chapter 4, verse 13, okay, says this. Jesus says, if you don't understand this parable, you will not grasp any of the parables in the scriptures. So this parable is really important, okay? Jesus teaches us about the sower, the seed, and the soil. The sower is anyone who sows the message of the gospel. That's anyone. It doesn't matter which platform you use to do it. Social media, live, lifestyle, it doesn't matter how. Every time we're sowing the gospel of the kingdom, the good news of the kingdom, regarding salvation, we're sowing. However, we need to sow something which is solid, which is the seed, the word of God. Yes? Have you ever heard the statement, your life may be the best only Bible other people read? Yes? So you're sowing. Then he talked about soil. Some translations say the ground. Others say the heart. Others say the person. The soil is the ground, the heart, or the person. Verse chapter 14. Okay? So changing of mind, changing of heart, changing of person, changing of purpose, sorry, changing of lifestyle is a must, absolute must, if we are to level up your life and your world in 2024. All right, let's look at the six reasons why you won't level up, okay? Four grounds. There's the roadside, there's the rocky, there's the razor, and then there's the right heart. Every time you communicate to somebody, you are communicating to one of four types of these people. Okay? Parents, have you ever spoken to your children and you can see, they're not saying anything, you can just see they're not hearing you. You can just see they're not hearing you. Bosses, entrepreneurs, have you ever been department heads? Have you ever been talking to somebody and you can tell they're not hearing you? Yes? The lights are on, but nobody's home. Okay? The roadside person is the one whose heart lacks understanding, so that opens up the door to the devil. I have to understand, the Bible says, give no place to the devil. Do not be ignorant concerning the devil's devices. He only has power you give him. The rocky heart lacks endurance in trials or trouble, so gets offended and falls away. I want to accent that word offended, because when we think about offense, we talk about somebody said something I didn't like and I'm upset about it. But that's not really what the word offense means. It means putting a stumbling block in the way so they trip over. Okay. Anybody work for a company where you can see that they're just putting stumbling blocks in your way? They're just, every time you're supposed to level up, they're putting stuff in the way so you can't. Yeah? That's offense. It's not about you taking offense. They are putting offense, stumbling block, in the way so you can't level up. So that's the rocky heart. The razor heart loves worldly pleasures, world fame, wealth, which chokes the word. And then the right heart hears the word, accepts it, and works it to produce 30, 60, or 100 times more. I asked you the question last week, which heart are you? Hopefully you've done some homework and looked at this and gone, I need to find myself in there. All right? So, let's have a look at these six reasons. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. All right? You'll always get what you get if you continue to do what you always do. No, it's not rocket science. You'll always do that. So, if you want to change and level up who you are and what you have, then you have to start with the man in the mirror, according to the Gospel of MJ. Okay? Jesus preached a message of change, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's approaching, it's coming, it's here. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, which you should see on your screen. This is what Jesus preached, a message of change. And so therefore, let's look at the first reason why people don't level up. First reason people don't level up is they are devoid of understanding. Okay? They're devoid of understanding. Have you heard the saying, never argue with a fool because you will always lose? Never debate, never argue with a fool, you will always lose. Why? They lack understanding. They lack understanding. So you are just wasting your time throwing pearls before swines when you argue with a fool. Proverbs 10 verse 8 says this, the wise in heart are willing to learn, so they will accept and obey commands and instructions. I love Proverbs, but the babbling fool who is arrogant and thinks himself wise will come to ruin. That's not you, though, because you're not devoid of understanding, right? That's not you. Only three people said that's not me. Come on, hashtag this is not me. I'm not a babbling fool. Okay? This is the person devoid of understanding. I know we're in a spiritual, biblical context. This goes for your physical, your academic, your vocational, your relationship life. The principles remain the same. Understanding is the ability to grasp what you hear, or power to perceive by your ears, heed, the power to listen and observe, and hearken to obey and deliver. That's what understanding is. To hear, to heed, and hearken. Those of you with Caribbean parents may have come into that word heed before, usually when they're ministering to you. Heed, listen, obey, hear, hearken, deliver, do. Solomon, the richest man that ever lived. I was doing some research and I wanted to know how wealthy was Solomon. And it came out that Solomon would be 1.3 trillion on his own. So just to put that in context, we've got any accountants here? GDP, what's the GDP of UK? Well, I know that the GDP, I think, of the four companies, Google, Facebook, Apple, 3 trillion, he's just got it. So Solomon on his own was near enough half the GDP of UK on his own. But why did he get that way? What did Solomon ask God for? No, that's not true. Somebody said wisdom. Who said wisdom? No, this is what we've been taught, that he asked for wisdom. He did not ask for wisdom. Solomon said, give me an understanding heart. Because I'm young, I'm inexperienced. I'm naive. You've given me the job to lead your people. Well, I need understanding. Remember, Pastor Lorna talked about the heart of a mother, and he was able to discern between who was right and wrong. That's what he asked for. And so as a result of that, God said to him, listen, because you never asked me for wealth and riches, I'm going to make you rich, wealthy, 1.3 trillion. The second person doesn't have deep roots. You could probably call this shallow people. You ever come across shallow people, not in this church, but just in work or life? Shallow people. If you intend to build a life or anything higher than the floor, you need deep roots. You want to build anything higher than the floor, you need deep roots. Why? You can't build a skyscraper life on a one-story foundation. The higher the building, the higher the life you want, the deeper you have to go. I was talking to my wife about this. She says, so that means then them skyscrapers in America, they dug deep. Have you ever seen a building going up? They seem to spend an age going down. Then all of a sudden, the building comes up. Foundations. You want to grow higher? You need deep foundations. And you get to set it. You get to decide how high you want to go, but please don't make the mistake of this person here who doesn't have deep roots. Determine how high you want to go, dig down. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians, for no one can lay a foundation other than the one which is already laid, which is Jesus Christ, the Word. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. Yeah? Foundation is the base, the groundwork, and the underpinning for any building to ensure safety, structure, and subsurface handling of weight of the building. So it distributes the weight evenly. Jesus said it another way. He says, a person who builds the house on sand or unsure foundation is foolish. Person number two is shallow. Person number one lacks what? Person number two does is what? They're shallow, no deep roots. All right, let's go number three. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. Distracted person number three by worldly pleasures. Laser focus is the ability to be single-minded on a goal or a target until it is realized. Single-mindedness. This person's distracted by worldly pleasures. James said this, a double-minded person is what? Is they're what? I don't know whether it's because I'm a northerner, when I hear that it's just like plain to me. Because it's just clear, isn't it? If you come across people who are distracted or double-minded, they're unstable in all their ways, you can't build anything on them. It says, listen to this. You can see the scripture. It says a double-minded person is unstable in constant, restless, in all their ways, conduct, manner of thinking, feeling, and deciding. Amplified version. All champions, it doesn't matter whether they're kingdom, family, education, government, media, arts, entertainment, or business, have all had to pay the price of single-mindedness. Okay? Some football teams. Some of you I know are praying that Arsenal will be single-minded enough to win the championship this year. That they won't choke. Okay? And I know today they have got an important game against, what's that other team in North London? What are they called again? Oh, my Lord, the shirt is coming. The shirt is coming. All champions, that's true. Distraction. All champions have paid the price. James chapter 4 says, come close to God with a contrite heart, and he will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your unfaithful hearts, you double-minded people. It's a tough one, that, right? Tough one. Person number one is what? Devoid of understanding. Person number two is what? Yep. Number three is distracted by worldly pleasures. But also, number four has deceitfulness of fame and wealth. I think the young people would call it they're thirsty. Yeah? Thirsty for clout. Clout chasers. The first rule of the con, is you can't con an honest man. You take somebody who wants something for nothing, and you give them nothing for something. You understand that? You can't con an honest man. You take somebody who wants something for nothing, and you give them nothing for something. Smart people aren't trying to get rich quick. They are working hard to solve problems, create solutions that people will pay for. Wealth, it says in Proverbs chapter 11, from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows over time. Hashtag hard work. Timothy said it this way, for the love, variance, covetousness, desire, greed, or materialism of money is the root of all evil. Money isn't the root of all evil. Let's stop misquoting the scriptures. The love of money is the root of all evil. Therefore, people go into acting based, wrong, wicked, troublesome, injurious, pernicious, and destructive and baneful behavior. Person number one is what? Devoid of understanding. Person number two is what? Shallow, no deep roots. Person number three? Distracted by worldly pleasures. Person number four? Thirsty, clout chasing. All right. Person number five. Person number five desire or passion for other things than the word of God. All things, the Bible said, are doable or expedient, but not all things are necessary. Not everything is to your benefit, not everything you should do. Okay, why? Your decisions determine direction, which determines destination. Where you end up is based on your decisions, your choices, the course that you've taken. Remember, the devil's not involved in this one. Other people aren't involved in this one. It's just you. Decisions determine direction, which determine destination. Where you are today is based on yesterday's decisions. Don't like where you are today? Change the decisions today so that tomorrow looks totally better. Yes? Jesus puts it this way, and we had this on prayer a few weeks ago. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. John 15, verse 7. Isn't it amazing? Jesus actually gives us solutions, and then we, in our uninfinite wisdom, try to do it another way. He says, abide in me, and my words abide in you, and you can ask for what you want. What do we do? We know, we're going to get what we want, and then we're going to come to the word. It's like, no. God's love is unconditional, but don't be fooled, these promises aren't. God's promises are conditional. Remember I said God almost like a tit for tat God. Yes? It's conditional. You abide in me, let my words abide in you, ask me for anything. In other words, when I'm coming to God in prayer, he's thinking, okay, are you in my word? Is my word in you? All things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believe you receive, and you shall have them. How do you know God hears you? Because why? Because you're praying the word or the will of God. You can't truly level up as you were created to do if you disregard the word of God. I'd love to be able to tell you something different, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Jesus asked, what shall it profit a man if he does what? And does what? Yeah? Seek ye first the kingdom, and I'll add the other things to you. What do? We run to the things, and then come back, and it's like, God's like, no. You do it my way, and you get my results. You don't do it my way, you don't get my results. First person is what? Devoid of understanding. Second person, no deep roots. Third person, distracted by what? Fourth person, deceitfulness, clout chasing, okay? And the fifth person, desire or passion for other things. Here's the final person. Not a doer of God's word. We just said, you don't do it God's way, with his word, don't expect his results. Everything around us today was created by words. Everything. The universe, products, services. It starts inside somebody, and then they communicate that in words, and you make it happen. First thing in business, what do you do when a client comes and says, we've got a job for you? Well, what's the job? What is it you're trying to achieve? What are you asking for? You're asking for them to communicate vision. That's what you're asking them to do. It doesn't matter whether it's marketing, management, project management. It doesn't matter at all. It starts with words. Dreams and ideas or vision is useless until it's written down and communicated. Useless. There's a saying that says a dream written down becomes a goal. A goal broken down becomes a plan. And a plan backed by actions become reality. Yeah? The Lord answered and said to me, write the vision down. The idea, the goal, the plan. Just write it down. What's the second thing he says to do to Habakkuk? Make it plain. Communicate it. And then those who read it will run with it. Jesus said this, everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be likened unto a foolish, a stupid man who built his house on the sand. Let's bring this home then. What changes do you need to do to level up? You will only get out, understand this, what you put in. You'll only get out what you put in. I know you've been told maybe that, oh no, this person's got favorites and it's the color of my skin and all this. And some of those things are true. But generally speaking, you're only getting out what you're putting in. Okay? The law of seed time and harvest says what you sow is what you. Yes? They used to use that in a kind of negative word. You sowed something bad so you can get something bad back. Okay? As almost like a warning. But it's the same true of good stuff. You want great marriage. You want great church. You want great business. You want great career. You want great body. What are you going to invest in? Don't sit and complain that it's not right and, oh, we need to do this and do that. Well, get it right. Do something. Invest. The good heart brings forth fruit. It's productive. It's profitable. It's praiseworthy to God. And a harvest either 30, 60, or 100-fold. This is the hard part, depending on how much you put in. The 30-fold person did what? Invested. 60-fold did what? And the 100-fold did what? Don't be jealous over people who are achieving more than you. Celebrate them and learn. It's obvious that they're doing something you're not doing, or they know something you don't know. Ask for help. Ask for help. When I go to the gym and I see somebody with a body that I would like, dude, you're looking good, man. Tell me, what's your diet? What's your weekly plan? And then in my head, the devil is a liar. How many times do you come to the gym? I go to the gym, we go to the gym 5:30 or 5:45, and there are people already in there. I'm like, Jesus, how am I going to witness to these people when they're beating me to the gym? Yeah? You're only going to get out what you put in. 30 sowers get 30-fold. 60 sowers get 60-fold. 100 sowers get 100-fold. Remember, we started by saying what? The best contribution you can make to your world is to do what? Things on the screen. Level up and become the best version of yourself. Thank you. Have a great day and be all you can be. Bless you.
Thank you for listening to the message today. We hope it blessed you. And if it did, please like, comment, and subscribe for more videos from Micah. And don't forget to click the notification bell to see when they're uploaded. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you in the next one.